Planet Albany entered uncharted territory on Tuesday with the departure of Governor Andrew Cuomo and ascension of Governor Kathy Hochul. And while the transition is going to affect countless aspects of state government, we're going to focus on what it means for lobbying at the Capitol. For those insights, we're turning to Steve Melito, chair of the New York State Government Relations Group at the commercial law and government relations firm Davidoff, Hutcher & Citron, LLP. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you very much for having me, Dave.
So for your clients who might have an issue before a state agency or want the executive chamber to sign off on a piece of pending legislation, what general advice are you giving them for the early days of the Hochul administration?
I think that the best word that I can use for them has been patience. This is a new administration. So, you know, there's going to be a transition period, and I think everybody has to have a little patience. Governor Hochul has indicated that she plans to keep most staff for 45 days, and she's in the process of doing an evaluation. You know, while a lot of things were pending with Governor Cuomo as to what was going to happen, the end came rather suddenly. And so while I do believe very strongly that she is prepared and she has been preparing, it's another matter entirely to go through the entire administrative process of putting an administration out there that can really be responsive. They're going to respond to a lot of things quickly, but there are going to be a lot of things that they're going to need some patience on. So what I'm saying to my clients, what we're all of us at a firm are saying, we need to think about being a little bit patient, and they will definitely be responsive because I think she's going to hit the ground running.
Governor Hochul has already identified her top two new staffers, her new secretary, her new counsel, but there will likely be more turnover, like you said, in her executive chamber as well as at the state agencies. So how much of your work is going to be figuring out who the right person is to talk with at the executive chamber or the various agencies, offices, and departments?
You know, in the world of a lobbyist, that's something that we always do. Forever, Albany is transitioning. And so this isn't that much of a surprise. It just happens to be a brand new administration. But I can tell you that during the last, you know, 3-4 years of the Cuomo administration, there was a constant turnover. You would pick up the phone and call somebody that you were looking to reach out to at an agency, and they were gone. And so you were meeting somebody new, or you were getting acquainted with somebody who you had previously known who had now, you know, assumed a brand new position. It's a small world, but then also I think you're going to see some folks from various places that you haven't seen before, which is kind of exciting. But we'll do what we always do, which is we will reach out and we will develop contacts. Some will be old friends, some will be new friends. But, you know, the business of lobbying is really working very hard at developing those contacts. That won't change.
Yeah, how big of a crapshoot can that be? You know, I imagine as you see appointments being made, you're hoping these are people that you have existing relationships with. Does it make that big of a difference when you're trying to get someone's ear if you have an existing relationship with them?
You know, I think sometimes it can. Sometimes it can, you know, depending on who the person is and the relationship that you have with that person, it might not be such a great thing. A lot of times you're dealing with somebody who is really brand new to this kind of a role and is going to be, you know, maybe a known commodity in government, but doesn't know a lot of the Albany lobbyists, and it's going to be an opportunity for them to get to know everybody. There's a mixed bag there. I think that it's probably, you know, not going to be a terrible thing. But again, I actually think it could be detrimental if you don't have a great relationship with the person. But, you know, very often our job is to obviously not have bad relationships with people. A lobbyist is not really interested in burning bridges, if you know what I mean.
Right. A big component of life in New York State politics is fundraising, and Hochul is going to have to build up a campaign war chest if she wants to be elected to a full term next year. So would you be recommending that your clients who might have business before the executive chamber begin making contributions to her election effort?
A lot of clients for every firm have been making some contributions and have been getting involved with, at the time, Lieutenant Governor Hochul. She is now the governor. She's the sitting governor. And, you know, at this point, I think it's going to be in everybody's interest who has been previously contributing to Governor Cuomo is probably going to be looking to contribute to Governor Hochul. It's a fairly natural thing that you'll see happen. it wouldn't surprise me at all.
I wouldn't say that Hochul is a guaranteed lock to be governor in 2023. She's got to be considered the prohibitive favorite, but there are potential other challengers who could emerge, and we've even seen Republicans occupy the executive mansion in the past. So would you advise clients to spread the love around, especially during maybe a Democratic primary next year?
I don't know yet. Governor Hochul is the sitting governor, and she's, instead of having to go through this big, long impeachment process, she gets a year and a half, you know, a year and 4 months. It's a lot of time to be the governor.
Yeah.
And so she really has an opportunity to make her mark and really potentially clear the field. But time will only tell whether or not she can do that. And I think a lot of folks are going to be watching very anxiously to see how she starts. I personally think she's going to start very well and very strongly.
You're chair of your firm's cannabis department, which means you're advising clients on everything from cultivation and sale of cannabis to potentially obtaining licenses to operate in New York. So how do you go about navigating this area, considering Governor Kathy Hochul hasn't said much in the past about recreational marijuana except general support for the topic?
Governor Hochul has been supportive of this industry. And if there's been one stumbling block here, you know, there's a couple, but if there's been one clear stumbling block, it's getting the Office of Cannabis Management up and running. The industry is very hopeful that Governor Hochul will get out there quickly with appointments and get that agency up and running so that we can move forward with regulating the industry and kind of get it happening in New York.
Is there anything about lobbying for the past 10 plus years during the Cuomo administration that you're definitely hoping goes the way of the dodo and is no longer the norm, say, in a Hochul administration?
I don't know if I would point to anything in particular, to be honest. Nothing jumps out at me.
Is there anything about the way lobbying was done that you hope continues during a Hochul administration?
What I will say about the Cuomo administration is that they always listened, and you always have their ear when you ask for it. And so that's something a lobbyist hopes for any and every administration that they work with. So we certainly are very hopeful, and I feel pretty comfortable that there will be an opportunity to be heard by the new administration under Governor Hochul.
As we talk right now, we're still about 4-plus months away from Governor Hochul unveiling her state budget. But the way the budget process works is that a lot of that work happens behind the scenes in the months leading up to her actually unveiling her budget. So what is that going to look like for you right now as you begin to advocate for your clients to get things into that initial executive budget?
You're absolutely right. And the process really starts now. So, you know, obviously we're asking folks to be patient, but we anticipate that if it's a specific budgetary issue, we're going to be asking to have conversations, you know, as soon as we get really, I guess, maybe the Labor Day, somewhere around there. So we do. Listen, she has to get up and running. You know, there has to be a budget and there has to be a process leading up to it. A budget doesn't happen overnight. But Governor Hochul knows all of that. I mean, she has an amazing wealth of experience from state, you know, all the way from local to state to federal level. So she's, you know, she's been a member of a town board. She's been a town clerk. She's been a congressional member and a lieutenant governor for almost two full terms. She understands how these processes work, and they don't happen overnight. And she knows how important it is to get this up and running. I'm relatively sure that the budget process is going to be a huge priority for her getting right out of the gate.
And finally, one of the governor's recently appointed top aides is married to a lobbyist at Bolton St. John's. And while it's been announced that they're going to recuse themselves from any business dealing with the firm, are you concerned at all that they might have an unfair advantage over competing firms like yourself?
You know, I don't know. It's you know, Bolton is a known firm. You know, it's not like they just appeared out of thin air.
They're a big
We're
boy.
All going to have relationships with the person that you're mentioning. And, you know, I would just like to think that everybody kind of gets treated fairly. Not something we worry about very much.
Well, we've been speaking with Steve Melito. He is the chair of the New York State Government Relations Group at the commercial law and government relations firm Davidoff, Hutcher & Citron, LLP. Steve, thank you so much for making the time and providing us with these insights.
Dave, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.
this thing on. Hey, I want to show you something real quick. When you